access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
They know what is what, but they don't know what is what. They just strut. What the fuck?
A tiger, don't lose no sleep. Don't need opinions from a shellfish or a sheep. Don't you come for me? No, not today. You calculated. I got your number, 'cause you're a joker.
With queens, so I'm making hits with Kate.
Swish, swish, bitch. Another one in the basket.
Listening to FUBA Radio, it's me, Lizzie Cundy, and I'm flying solo tonight, waiting for my dear friend Meg Matthews, who's stuck in a wee bit of traffic. You know what it's like, North London and all that. But what a show we have lined up for you guys. I hope you're excited, because I certainly am. We've got the one and only Sarah Willingham. She is a personal finance expert, former Dragon's Den. And she's doing a talk about the dangers of teenagers getting into debt. Well, I hope my sons are listening, because they're absolutely hammering, actually, my credit card at the minute, which isn't too good. And we've got Kelly Maloney. Yes, the boxing promoter and manager. And now this, she's a lady with some balls. Can I say that? Well, I've just said it, because she used to be Frank. She's now Kelly, and I adore her. as Kelly, and we're going to get the latest on her. And we've also got Jodie, the tattoo artist from the show Just a Tattoo of Us, and she's on the phone. And I want to know if any of my listeners have got a tattoo, or if they like a tattoo, or would you want me to have a tattoo? Because I've had none. Is there something you'd like me to have tattooed? And I have, obviously, my dearest friend, Meg Matthews, who's on her way. She is the, well, she's a rock chick, isn't she? She's just amazing. And she's got loads of exciting stuff coming up. So what a show we have for you, my darlings. I'm without my lovely Stephen Lang. He's actually at Thorpe Park at this minute, going through a very scary ride. And I hope he falls off and hurts himself, because he should be with me in the studio. Do we not agree? But it's okay, because you love me and I love you. So it's just us tonight. Now, make sure you text me and tweet me and whatever you want to do, message me, because I want to have a real fun show tonight. We want to know what you're thinking and all about your tattoos, because I find it's interesting. What tattoos do you like? What tattoos should I have? I love football. Should I have a Chelsea one, or is that not right? I don't know. Try and help me out. Anyway, guys, I'm going to play a little bit of Cher, and then we've got Sarah Willingham, who's going to be on the phone.
No matter how hard I try.
Radio.
Gosh, I'm so excited because my lovely, gorgeous friends just walked in the studio, Meg Matthews.
Hello, Lizzie Cundy.
You look incredible.
Thank you very much, babe. Thank you.
Right, how have you done this? Because your body is like a temple now. My goodness, like a Greek goddess.
Yeah, but you know what it was? I took my fake boobs out, so it made me number one. That's what you haven't noticed. That's why I'm looking so small.
The fake boobs are out. I didn't even notice that.
So I thought, I'll wait for you till we get on the radio because you were just saying to me out there, why are you looking so tiny? I took them out.
Wow.
Yeah. Mate. 21 years and they're out. And,
21 and did you kiss them goodbye and go,
I've got them at home.
I'd frame them and put them on the mantelpiece.
They weigh a pound each.
Wow.
And all your clothes feel different. Everything just fits. Like, you know, I feel younger without them.
But your body looks so different.
That's what it is. And also, I think, I've got to say this to everyone who's got them.
I'd be scared to say goodbye to mine.
Would you?
I really would.
No, I tell you what, you shrink everything. Water retention goes, you just shrink. Yeah, I noticed that I just shrunk like two sizes down when I took them out.
I mean, I saw you at Pop Aid and I haven't seen you for a while. And I just said, your figure looked incredible.
Didn't know it was that, did you?
I didn't know it was the boobs.
Because no one does. They keep saying, what have you done? What have you done? And then I just thought, I'll wait until I'm on here to say
Wow, Meg, you've shocked me. We should have had a Bobeye boobs party.
I know, we should have done, shouldn't we?
Wow. Well, that's very brave.
They're down at my ankles now.
But was it hard in a way because you've then got to buy new clothes, new bras?
Right, so it was, no, because I've been squashing them in for 20 years into trying to be in size 6 top, so everything now just is great. They're not bursting open because everything you buy, if you know, we're small and petite, but then we have these huge boobs that aren't really supposed to be there. So we're buying all these jackets and they just tighten them to pull them in. So all of a sudden, all the designer wear that I've so wanted to, you know, love and I've got in my wardrobe, all of a sudden it fits properly.
Actually, I have to say, a lot of designers say to me, Lizzie, we want you to wear this, but we can't do it.
You don't get into sample sizes. I mean, you will everywhere else, but when it comes to boobs, it just, the dresses, they're just like, and then it just looks ugly. And also, I just noticed that it was, the boobs were wearing me. I wasn't wearing myself. Just seems to be there. I'm just 51
boobs.
And it's all boobs. And I just thought, I just want to be natural. So, like, no hair extensions, no false nails, no false lashes, no false boobs.
Sounds like
and
my
I cut out the fillers with some chalk and cheese.
Listen, I think that is absolutely so courageous of you and very brave to do. There are a lot of women that will be listening thinking, wow, to do that, because it totally changes your appearance, but you look younger for it.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't know. I think I was just doing more of everything and just, you know what I mean, just sort of like the fake lashes, the long nails, and it was making me look older. And all of a sudden I've just taken, you know, peeled back the onion, took all that off, which was costing me a fortune. And then all of a sudden I've had more people say to me, I've done it in, so I took them out in May. So more people have said, oh my God, what is different? You look younger, what are you different? And I just thought, my God, I've just taken all that off. So I think what happens at this age, at 51, when you're going through the menopause and you're not feeling good about yourself, we just start panicking and we overload on everything, on Botox, on fillers, on facelifts, on, you know, lashes, on everything.
Looking at my lashes tonight.
I am looking at your lashes tonight.
I hit you in the face for so long. Darling. Well, you know what? I want to talk about this, Meg, because it is unbelievable.
Brilliant. Well, you know what? I just think less
is more.
Meg has
said goodbye to her boobs.
I have indeed. There you go, Lizzie.
Gosh. But they were great. They were good. Maybe I could borrow them. No.
I don't think you need any more. No more for you, Lizzie. No
I'm
more.
I'm going to go like Dolly Parton. I'm going to go the opposite. Darling, we've got a song coming on now,
have
baby.
We? Okay.
And we've got loads of guests. We've got Demi Lovato coming on. But we've also got Sarah Willing. Do you know her?
Yes.
Former Dragon's Den.
She's talking about
teenagers getting in debt, and we've both got teenagers.
Teenagers, so
this is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
So, guys, let's play a bit of Demi.
Now I'm out here looking like revenge, feeling like a 10, the best I ever been. And yeah, I know how bad it must hurt to see me like this, but it gets worse. Now you're out here looking like regret, ain't too proud to beg, second chance you'll never get. And yeah, I know how bad it must hurt to see me like this, but it gets worse.
I'm the baddest. You fucking with a savage. Can't have this, can't have this. Can it be nice to me to take it easy on ya? But nah.
Studio, and we're catching up because it's been too long.
No, too long, babes.
But I'm very excited.
Okay, me too, babes.
Because one of my favourite shows is Dragon's Den.
Me too. Oh my God, can't get enough.
Because I love that. Will business work? I always have great ideas and think, yeah. Could that be a goer?
Yeah, I mean, I've got loads of ideas, so, you know.
Oh, well, you've got great ideas.
No.
And we've got the one and only Sarah Willingham who's on the phone. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, lovely ladies.
Hello, Sarah.
How are you doing, Sarah?
Oh, I'm great. Really good, actually. Yeah, that's fantastic. Are you?
Sounds yes, like you're having a great afternoon. We're having a great afternoon, and I hope my teenage boys are listening in because
and
you
mine.
Are
and my daughter,
your gorgeous daughter Meg, because it's all about getting into trouble at a young age in debt.
Yeah, it's a big. It's something I'm so passionate about. I've got four kids. My kids aren't quite teenagers yet. I feel so strongly that we've got a responsibility, both as a kind of nation, really, a government, but also as parents, to kind of fill that toolbox with as many tools as we possibly can. So when they leave home, they're able to cope as young adults. And one of the things, the research that came out this week with ClearScore, I think is really alarming, saying that, you know, 3/4 of kids are going to take out credit within a year of turning 18. And that in itself, okay, well, you know, is that the end of the world? It's nearly £2,000 worth of credit on average. And you say, well, okay, what does that really mean? But actually, then when you sort of dig down further, only 30% of them plan to pay anything off. So that means this is proper credit. This is not, you know, I'm being sensible and buying stuff on a credit card and paying it back every single month. This is like, I'm actually borrowing something and I don't intend to pay it back. So that's a third of kids. And then when you talk even further, you say, well, you know, do you understand the implications of that? You're like, you know, 8% of them don't even know what APR is, and two-thirds of kids say they don't discuss finances and stuff at home. And you think, well, you know, we talk about the birds and the bees, but what about the pennies and the pounds?
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, how do you think we should go about it? I mean, because my boys live at home, and my dad was quite strict with me. He used to make me contribute to the phone bill because I was always on it.
Oh, mine had a lock on it. Didn't you remember the little padlock on the phone?
I would have killed him if he had a lock on it.
No, my dad put a lock on it when we had the old phones.
Oh, gosh. But you see, what you do you think you should start making them at a young age be responsible for money and paying their way? How do we go about it, Sarah?
Well, I think there's two things. I think one is, firstly, we've got to be open about finances and money, you know, and explaining what things mean, so that there's like a kind of education piece. But I also think, more than anything, actually, kids have got to understand the value of money. So I had a brilliant example a few weeks ago with my son. He's only 9, but he washed and vacuumed the car for us. And I gave him, at the end of the day, it took him ages. I mean, it was meticulous, actually, I have to say. It was so impressive. Anyway, I gave him a fiver, and I said I'd tip him. I tipped him another £2, because I thought we'd agreed a fiver beforehand. Anyway, later that night, he was fighting with Minnie, his older sister, and he broke her iPad cover, which had only cost a fiver from a market, but still, he'd broken it, and it was kind of a gratuitous thing. You know, it wasn't an accident. He deliberately, you know, they were having a fight.
Yeah.
And I said to him, well, that's all right, because you earned £5 today, so you can buy her another one. And he was absolutely mortified.
Mm-hmm. I bet.
Not because of the fiver, because his response to me was, not that's £5. His response was, but that took me all day.
Yeah.
And I thought, right there, you have just learnt the value of money.
Yeah.
Because that matters to you. You earned it. So you're not equating a £5 with a £5. You're equating with what it took to get that £5. And that was a really important moment.
But do you think it's either in them or not? Because I've got two boys that are very different. One doesn't really care, not interested in, always borrows and doesn't really give back. Whereas my other boy is very sort of entrepreneurial. He's set up this thing with his mate where they go around to all the neighbours doing odd jobs, and under his bed he's got a tin of money. It's great for me, because when I need a quick tenner, I nip in there. But is it instilled in them, do you think? You either like it or not, or do we have to...
Yeah, you know what? I've said this for years, and it's been medically proven. I mean, you are either a saver or a spender.
You are born one way.
I have to say, Inez has been working. She's doing the shows and modelling loads.
Yeah, she's working, but she, you know, it's all in a savings account. But it's still, even though she's working, she still expects me to, you know, I'm like, well, we're talking about a new laptop at the moment, and I said, well, you've got money in the bank. But she's like, yeah, but any other teenager wouldn't have that money in the bank, Mum. So they would pay for the... So why do I have to spend my money yet? Which is true.
I can't get that.
How old is she?
She's 17.
So what do you think? Do you have any concept of what she thinks towards debt, like credit cards or store cards?
She doesn't understand anything, how it works. She doesn't understand at all.
Could she go mad? You know, next year, if she leaves home, or could she go mad and start taking out store cards without really understanding what?
No, I think she's too scared to take a store card out. I think she's too scared to do that. She wouldn't do that. I think because her other friend, basically, he wants to buy, he's 18 and he's a really good friend of hers, and she always goes around the parents' house. They got him a credit card and he spends something and pays it back so he can get a good credit so that he can start getting a mortgage. So she's learned, just so he gets good credit.
Yeah,
and he's sensible, really, and they've taught him all this. So I haven't taught any of this, but she goes around their house, and they're a lovely family, and she's learned this. So she knows that he has the credit card, he buys a couple of things, pays it back every month. So when he's 19, 20, he'll just have this amazing credit.
Great.
Credit score. So, you know, if Inez went on there, there'd be nothing out there, you know. So I think
Inez
that she
sounds similar.
So I think, you know, I don't know. She knows all about that, and she's always talking about getting good credit. So that's, she's learned that through this friend of hers, which is really good, because I've never even thought about even getting credit.
But it's such an important thing. I mean, that's one of the things that ClearScore talk about a lot on their website, and also there's a lot of information to kind of help back up this. And if you want to talk to your kids through finance or teenagers want to look at it, there's a lot of help on there. But actually the credit score is a really, really important point, and that's something that they talk about a lot, which is, you know, that if you think about, let's say you're 25 years old or you're 30 years old and you want to get a loan out, if you haven't got a track record, if you haven't got a footprint of credit,
yeah, this is what this family
said,
it's
not a bad thing. It's just, yeah, if you haven't got a footprint, you're going to be offered a personal loan at 14%.
Yeah,
Whereas if you have got a footprint and you've got a good credit score and you've started to build that, you're going to be offered the 5.4%.
Yeah, well, this is what my daughter told me. She came home and told me this said to me, I need to, you know, we need to start looking at me getting a good credit, because this is what my friend Dom is doing. His parents have got, he's got himself a card and he's paying it back every month. So when he does come to eventually want to, you know, buy a house or whatever, or get a mortgage, he will be, like you said, he'll be have a good credit rating when they look at it. So.
Wow. But Sarah, do you think it's good for kids to be kids though? Or because I'm always being told, I mean, I had my son Josh, who's now 22, work doing modelling when he was very young. I mean, like at 3, 4, you know, really young. And people said, let him be a child, you know. But then I thought, well, it's good fun, and then they can build a bank account for themselves. What do you feel on it, Sarah?
You know what, I think every situation, this is not just me sitting on the fence and giving a diplomatic answer. I think, I mean, quite genuinely, each kid is different. So I think you know your child, and some children, you know, one of my four would, you know, you think, God, he thinks he's ready to run a company. Do you know what I mean? He's just so grown up, and the others just want to skateboard. So yeah. I think it really, really does depend on the child. And actually, quite often, you can be driven by those needs. Like, what do they want to do? What do they react well to? And I think if you suddenly start doing stuff with them that you think, actually, he isn't enjoying this modelling, he doesn't understand why he's doing it, he doesn't get it, then you would have stopped it, wouldn't you?
You
continue to do it because actually, he really enjoys it. And like you say, he's built a bank account. It actually, for him, it's really worked. Mm. So I think you have to judge every situation as individual. I mean, I think to allow, what I do think is important with kids is to allow the free spirit. I think all too quickly, people try and put us onto a conveyor belt of conformity. And I love the fact that with kids, there's no judgment, there's no, you know, they're just free-spirited. They are themselves. Everybody comes from the same background. Everybody is the same. Yeah. It doesn't matter what religion they are, nothing. Everything equal is equal. It's just, do I like you or not? Are you going to play football? They're so simple in that. And I think the longer you can keep that going, actually, the better. You know, that's lovely.
Yes.
And to try and to crush that free spirit, you know, I think some schools, for example, do try and crush that free spirit quite early on. Mm. And I don't like that, because I think, no, allow them to be themselves, allow them to be creative for as long as you possibly can, because it's all too soon before we're, you know, like I said, pushed down that conveyor belt.
No, I know.
Oh, it's great advice, Sarah. Thank you so much, my darling. And please come in the studio next time, because we would love to see you. You are my favourite Dragon's Den.
Yeah, me too.
Next to Tuca, because I've got to say Tuca, because Tuca's my buddy too. But you are my fave. Secretly, we won't tell him. Okay. Lovely to chat to you, Sarah. Thanks so much for coming
likewise.
On FUBAR.
Enjoy your time.
Thanks, Sarah.
Sounds like a great time.
Bye, darling.
Bye.
Oh, lovely, Sarah. Do you know what? I'm in the mood for a bit of Justin Timberlake. You, Meg?
Yeah, definitely.
Let's do it.
I'm bringing sexy back.
Yeah.
The mother boys don't know how to act.
Yeah.
Dirty babe, you see these shackles, baby, I'm your slave. I'll let you whip me if I misbehave. It's just that no one makes me feel this way.
Take it to the chorus.
Come here, girl.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Come to the back.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
VIP.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Drinks on me.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Let me see what you're twerking with.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Look at those hips.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
You make me smile.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Go ahead, child.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Sexy
out.
Get your sexy out.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy out.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy out.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy out.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy out.
I'm bringing sexy back.
Yeah.
The motherfucker don't know how to act.
Yeah.
Go let me make up for the things you lack.
Yeah.
'Cause you're burning up. Gotta get it fast.
Yeah. Take it to the bridge.
Dirty babe. You see these shackles, baby, I'm your slave. I'll let you whip me if I misbehave. It's just that no one makes me feel this way.
Take it to the chorus.
Come here, girl.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Come to the back.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
VIP.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Drinks on me.
Go ahead,
let me see what you're twerking with.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
You make me smile.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Go ahead, child.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy out.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy out.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy out.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy out.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy out.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy out.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy out.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy out.
Joined by sex expert Joe. Like, if I clicked on a porn video now, yeah, and it was like super high produced and the acting was really good, I'd be like, no.
Would you?
Yeah, I would be like, I want that tacky.
I am all about the story.
I want that bad acting.
I want like good 7 minutes of storyline. Yeah. I want like an episode of Hollyoaks and then it gets into it. Why is porn music so shit though?
Because it's like stock music, isn't it? They buy it really cheap and then just whack it.
No one's ever having sex to that music. You're not covering up what you're doing. No one outside is going, oh, that's okay, he's listening to smooth jazz from the 80s. There's nothing untoward going on in that room.
Every Wednesday, Colin McSwiggan, from 6 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
Wow, I wish you were listening in when Justin Timberlake was playing, because we're
You're
getting
not allowed
the stuff.
To mention that.
No, I won't mention that. Okay, mate. But can I just tell you? You look incredible. You've had
Thank
your boobs
you.
Taken out, for those that didn't hear earlier.
Yeah,
and you have actually gone back to your natural state.
Yeah.
Now, for me, that is it'd be frightening for me to do. I think it's quite liberating in some sense.
Yeah,
is it?
It is very liberating. And it basically, I basically went through the menopause, I think, if a lot of people don't know, but I've been shouting from the rooftops about it. Basically had the worst year of my life. And when I came through it on the other side, there was something about a year later when I got all my hormones balanced again, I just felt quite amazing. And I just thought, you know what? I don't want these boobs in me anymore. I just thought, you know, 51, I thought less is more. I don't know. It just came to me. So I took the fake nails off, the fake lashes, took the boobs out, took the hair extensions out and stopped with all the fillers. And I just felt like a new me, and less is more. And all people keep saying is, you know, that you look younger.
What did I say when you walked
younger.
In?
Yeah, you know, what's different? But the reason also is I felt... So a girlfriend of mine had hers out and she said to me that she basically had more energy, she didn't have water retention and she wasn't so angry with the kids. And I thought, oh yeah, whatever. But I'm taking them out anyway. And it was really true. It was like, she said to me, you'll take them out and then like 2 weeks later, you'll like shrink like two sizes. And I did. And also, I just think that this foreign body, every day your body is trying to get, it's making these antibodies. It doesn't want this foreign body in you. It's never, every day it doesn't get used to it. So I've got loads more energy.
Wow.
And also, they're like pressing on your mammary glands. It's just all not natural, and we go through with it all. But basically, it's really true. I didn't feel as angry. I was like shrunk. I didn't have water retention. So all
you
these women
incredible.
Out there, I just don't know. I just felt really good.
Well, health-wise. I mean, I told you, Meg, a friend of mine got very ill,
very tired,
sleeping, thought she had Lyme's disease, actually.
Yeah.
But they went in, tested, and said it was due to her silicon.
Silicon dripping, and thousands of women, I'm sure, because they offer you now, don't they? If you see everywhere, you can get credit free. You can go in and get your boobs done on like all these, like, I won't say who because I'm going to advertise for them, but they're like, you know, you can go and basically loads of friends of mine that are air hostesses get them done, and they're just, you know, interest free credit. They pay like £300 a month. And they just go in there, have their boobs done now. So it's all plastic surgery.
Do you think this should be stopped? Do you think it's too easy to go
it
and get your
really
boobs done?
It is really way too easy. You can
surgery.
Go in there. I went in there and you can just walk in basically and put down like a £200 deposit. You're in there, you see a nurse, then you walk in, you're seeing a doctor, and in like 20 minutes, you could be in the next, you could put yourself in the next week.
Wow.
And then just pay it off. So it's not like a big thing now, a thought, do you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, well, I can pay £200 up. So imagine it's like a conveyor belt.
Did you not feel, because they've been with you for so long, you kind of like losing an old lost friend in a way?
No, I didn't. I've just felt like, so I've got them at home as well. Keep bringing them out.
They're
and
on the mantelpiece.
Freaks out Anais. Like, I'm like that. I keep throwing them at people. They're just like, what's that?
I said, you're throwing them at people.
Yeah, do you know what
Game
I mean?
Of they football.
Come in. Here we go. And I put them back in my bra, like my little sports bra that I've got now, and I look at them and I'm like, oh, how did I have them in me?
Wow. Well, this is such an interesting thing. I mean, I'm amazed.
Yeah,
I'm proud of you.
Come on, Lizzie, when are you taking yours out?
Oh, babe, I've had such fun with these though. Well, Lizzie, we have on the phone now a very dear friend of mine, the one and only Kelly Maloney. Hello, Maloney. Kelly.
Hello there, how are you?
Hello, Kelly, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Well,
hi, Kelly. It's
we've
Meg.
Got Meg Hello Matthews there. In the studio. And Kelly, we're just chatting because Meg had her silicone boobs removed.
I was listening. That was very interesting.
And obviously, you've had some put in.
I have, yes. Yeah. Not as big as that, though.
those were big. Meg, yeah. They were bigger than mine, I think.
No, I know one's bigger than yours once, Lizzie.
But,
oh, well, not as on show.
On show, maybe.
Yeah, on show.
But, Kelly, how is life with you now, darling? Because you had such a transition. I mean, because I obviously knew you before as Frank, but and now as Kelly living your life, how is it all going?
Yeah,
it's very good, thanks. I'm enjoying life, getting out and about, doing lots of diversity speaking. I was in London today doing a big speech job for National Inclusion Week with Katie Piper.
Yes.
And what a lovely girl she is.
She's amazing. Yeah. She's a good friend. She's lovely, Katie.
Yeah, you really get to know her.
Yes.
And Chris Moon, the gentleman that got blown up,
working
for a charity doing the mines.
Oh, yes.
And it was really interesting. You know, we went for coffee after and chatted for ages and shared stories and compared our lives and journeys, I suppose.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big journey,
isn't
it? It
is a big journey. And Kelly, you've had one hell of a journey, because I remember at the beginning, when you didn't want to actually come out, the papers actually found you out. Was that correct?
Yes, I was. I had to take charge of my destiny and agree to talk to a newspaper so that no paper could just run riot and sort of say what they wanted to say. I wanted to make sure that everything was got across proper, because I felt I was opening my life up to the public and I didn't want them to see me as some kind of freak or some oddball. You know, all I'd done was corrected something that was wrong at my birth, and there was many other people that have gone through the same process, and, you know, I saw what the papers had done to them, the way they destroyed them. And I wanted to, I suppose I'm a little bit of a control freak.
Yes.
I wanted to be in control of my own destiny and make sure the story was told in my own words so that my children could understand it friends could understand it, and more so the world could understand it.
Yeah, and a very brave decision. But you were in such a world, such a macho world.
Yes, what I was going to say, like such a manly world. It's like,
how do you decide? I mean, was that worrying for you because you're thinking all these people that you've worked with for all these years are going to look at you differently or have judgment? How did you cope with that?
I don't know. I don't think I really had a choice in the end. It was either that I go with how I felt and become the person I really believe I should have been born as, or I may not be here today to talk on the radio. And that's, really, I don't think I really had a choice in the end. I don't think anyone from the trans community world does. Mm. It's something that you have no control over. You certainly don't wake up one morning and say, do you know what? I want to be a female or I want to be a male, if you're a female to male trans person.
Wow, I didn't know that.
It's quite incredible. It is, and you've helped so many other people as well, Kelly. You've real inspiration. I mean, how do you feel, let's say, you know, how Bruce Jenner did it in the fact that he was so public on you know, and it was kind of relived in front of everyone, wasn't it?
Yeah.
How did you feel about that? Could you have done it that way?
Well, American here is very different, isn't it? I mean, there was a documentary made about my transition and my journey on Channel 5, and I was in the Big Brother house for 21 days. So I sort of felt...
I don't know how you lasted 21 days, I've got to be honest, Kelly.
Nor do I. Nor do I, but I did.
That was tough.
But I think the Big Brother house really helped me, and it certainly helped my children understand it, understand the... a lot more and understand what I was going through. And I also think it helped a lot of other trans people, because I was in 2.5 million people's front room for an hour every day, and they saw the struggle I was going through, and they were living with me, wasn't they? And they saw the anxiety and trying to come to terms with myself, because it was very hard, because I'd only publicly been out for a week.
Yeah, it was very early, wasn't it?
From when I went into the Big Brother house. And it was a little bit, it was just very hard, because Frank was still part of me, and I was trying to lose Frank, and there was times when things didn't work my way, or I felt uncomfortable, and I could feel Frank's personality coming back, and... it was something I didn't want to happen, because it was something I really needed to sort of bury and get rid of.
So do you think maybe it was too near for you to do Celebrity Big Brother in a way? Was it too
close? In a way it was too soon, but I do say when I came out of the house, I was a lot stronger and a lot more confident in myself. So in one way, yes, but it also helped me.
Yeah. Well, it was fascinating to watch.
Yeah, really thrown in at the deep end,
Kelly. And you had to put up with a lot, and I thought you coped unbelievably well. I want to ask your opinion on what you feel, because at the minute in the press, there's a lot about children that don't feel that they are, you know, girls that don't feel they are really girls or want to be boys. And I don't know whether you've seen, there's been so much press on whether this should happen at such a young age. I mean, recently there's a boy in the States that's doing catwalk shows as a girl and, you know, wanting to be called, a girl's name. I mean, how do you feel about that at such a young age? Or do you think we should embrace it?
Well, it's more understanding that I don't think you have any control over it. You know, I knew at a very young age I was different. But there was no one to talk to. There was no one to help me. There was no one to... I could turn to, but today there's a lot more understanding of the subject. There's a lot more acceptance of the subject, though they're not fully accepted. So I think if they know at a younger age and they've got the support of their parents and the support of people around them, I think it's good for them, because it will help them, and they won't have to go through what the likes of what I've been through and older trans people, where they go try to prove they're the perfect male or the perfect female, and then that, you know, you get married and you have children, because one of the hardest things is having to tell your children you're the person they thought you are.
Yeah, I can imagine. And you've got, had very supportive daughters. I remember you speaking about your daughter before, saying she's been so supportive. And
yeah, you know, all my daughters have been fantastic.
Yeah, been amazing. But, I mean, has it been hard with the... I mean, have you had abuse? Have you had... You know we all get trolls on Twitter. I've got my fair share.
No, I only get it on Twitter. Do you know what? I've never had it to my face.
Wow.
And if I have, it's been people talking behind my back.
Mm.
So it's been...
But has, like, Lennox Lewis and the people that you used to work with all been supportive in the boxing world?
Some have. Lennox sent a very nice letter. I haven't seen Lennox, obviously, since, because he lives in Jamaica and I'm over here. But he sent a very nice letter. Now and again, we pass the odd message on Twitter. So I think he's... I think Lennox sort of helped me... prepared a way and made it a little bit easier for people to understand what I was going through.
Yeah. Oh, well, Kelly, do you know what? We love you here at FUBA. Please come in next time to the studio, because I want to give you a big hug, because I think the world of you, and I think you're such an inspiration. You've been so strong through all this. And I've got to come to your pub, because you're doing a campaign to save the British pubs.
Well, I think village pubs are in trouble, unfortunately. There's more closing down than are opening. And it's very hard, because the people that are the landlords of the pubs, because there's no direct brewers no more, don't understand it. And they're, with the high rents and everything else, their pricing is out of the market. And you have to really do other things. I mean, our food is very good. We're a very good chef. We're sort of really taking off on food. Ooh. We're probably doing 50% wet sales. You've got to come in.
Can me and Meg come by for a quick one?
Do you do a roast?
We do a Sunday roast.
Oh, great. Come on,
really,
Lizzie.
It's gone down well. People really like it.
Let's do that.
Yeah, Sunday roast.
Me and Meg will come in.
All round Kelly. Okay, Sunday roast.
Even Yorkshire puddings are homemade.
Oh, amazing.
Yorkshire puddings.
Everything's homemade.
Perfect. Right, that's definitely we're
well,
up
Kelly,
that.
Lovely to chat to you as always. And thanks for being on FUBA. And we love you. Please come in the studio next time. Love to see you.
I will do. Thank you very much.
All right, my darling.
Bye, Kelly.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Bit of Justin Bieber.
If I was your boyfriend, I'd never let you go. I could take you places you ain't never been before. Baby, take a chance so you'll never ever know. I got money in my hands that I really like to blow. Swipe on you. Chilling by the fire while we eating fondue. I don't know about me, but I know about you. So say hello to falsetto in 3, 2, swipe.
I'd like to be everything you want. Hey girl, let me talk to you. If I was your boyfriend, never let you go. Keep you on my arm, girl, you'd never be alone. I could be a gentleman, anything you want. If I was your boyfriend, never let you go.
Tell me what you like, yeah, tell me what you don't. I could be a Buzz Light, yeah, fly across the globe. I don't ever wanna fight, yeah, you already know. I'ma make you shine bright like you're laying in the snow. Bye. Girlfriend, girlfriend, you could be my girlfriend. You could be my girlfriend into the upper world, yes. Make you dance, do a spin and a twirl. And voice going crazy on this hook like a whirlwind, swaggy.
I'd like to be everything you want. Hey girl, let me talk to you. If I was your boyfriend, never let you go. Keep you on my arm, girl, you'd never be alone. I could be a gentleman, anything you want. If I was your boyfriend, never let you go. Never let you go. So give me a chance, cause you're all I need. Your boy, I'll be calling you my girlfriend. If I was your man,
if I was your man,
I'd never be your girl. I just wanna love and treat you right.
If I was your boy, never let you go. Keep you on my arm, girl, you'd never be alone. I can be a gentleman, anything you want. If I was your boyfriend, I'd never let you go. Yeah, girl.
wish you could be listening to the chats off when the music's on. We will get Meg back in because time is on our not on our side, Meg. It's going so quick.
I know it is, I know.
But we've got wonderful Jodie Davis from Just a Tattoo of Us. And she is on now. Hello, Jodie.
Hi.
How
Hi,
are
Jodie.
You?
Good, thank you. You?
Very well, darling. Now, listen, tell us that don't know about this show. Please tell us what it involves.
Okay, so basically, two friends or family members, they go into a studio.
I've seen it.
They've both got an idea for each other, tattoo-wise, but they don't know what they are. So they go in with separate artists.
No way.
Artists put their ideas onto paper. And they get blindfolded whilst they have the tattoos done.
And yeah, so they have
it.
No idea what...
They have no idea. They're petrified.
Oh,
so literally, they get blindfolded. They have to lay there.
They have no idea.
Be in pain, have the whole tattoo done, but they have no idea what it's
What if you've
be?
Got a spiteful friend that wants does something to you and you've got it then for life?
Well, there has been a few funny ones, hasn't there?
Oh,
really?
Wow.
Really? I mean, I feel for them.
I mean, because you've got Charlotte Crosby and Stephen Bear who are presenting the show. What are they like? Because obviously they've they've reunited after a little brief spat, should we say?
So Charlotte's lovely. She's a pleasure to work with. Bear, on the other hand, he's an absolute nightmare.
Oh, is he?
He just causes chaos.
Does
all
he
day,
play
every day.
Up?
Yeah, completely. Comes in like halfway through a tattoo. He'll be throwing things around the room, winding your customer up. He's an absolute nightmare.
My goodness. So he's really like the bear we saw on Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah
literally, as you can imagine.
How does Charlotte
worse.
Put up with him? Because Charlotte is a sweetie. I've met her a few times.
Yeah.
She's lovely. She's really nice to work with.
How does she cope with the bear?
I literally think this every day. Like, how does she deal with him? He doesn't come up for air. Like, he's never just chilled or relaxed. He's just constantly 24/7, completely as you imagine him to be.
Oh my goodness!
Oh God, how do you cope?
I don't know. But listen, but is it not scary having a tattoo? I mean, Meg, have you got a tattoo? I've
got about 12.
No way.
Have you?
Oh wow! Oh. If only you could see here, Jodie. She's got them all up her arm. I mean, tattoos have got to have a meaning, haven't they? They've really got to tell a story.
No.
Well, mine have.
I hate that when people say that tattoos have to have a meaning. Why? Why do you think that?
I've got loads of... Mine's all writing, so that's probably why.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you look like foreign
writing.
You look like Chinese.
No, that's not
like,
Chinese, Lizzie. You're blind. It's a really nice font. If you're looking...
I don't think any of mine's got
it's
a
very
meaning,
pretty.
To be honest.
But you see, I'm scared. You wouldn't believe this.
I've got Love Yourself First.
I love
this
that.
This Too Shall Pass. Little Darling. And then an A for an AS. So mine are all like that. But then all because I've got crosses on my hands. I've got a heart on my hand. You know. So, yeah, just little things. Those don't have meanings. They just because I just wanted an anchor. I wanted the heart.
Yeah.
I wanted the cross. Like every other billion person in the world.
But will you have celebrities on this show? How does it work? For those that haven't
watched,
so and when is it on?
It's mainly like reality TV stars.
Listen, you and me do it, Lizzie.
I've never had a tattoo.
I said me and Lizzie should do it together.
Oh, you definitely should.
Jodie, I've never had
you
a
trust
tattoo.
Each other, though.
I actually do trust Meg.
Yeah.
But I am scared
but
of needles.
But everybody says that they trust their friend and then they all come out crying.
No. I think me and Lizzie would be good. I'm rock and roll. I know exactly what I'd do for Lizzie.
I'd have one in an intimate part.
I'd do a Playboy bunny.
Oh, I love that. For Hugh Hefner.
Yeah.
We've got to say, let's salute Hugh Hefner today. Who passed away. God bless him.
Oh, yeah.
So this show, when can people watch? Tell us, darling.
So it's on a Monday night,
10 o'clock
on MTV.
Wow.
Brilliant.
It's on for an hour.
Wow.
So in that time, you'll probably see about four to six tattoos done.
Wow.
They just get worse and worse. Like series one was bad. Series two is, like, if there's a line, it's been crossed by a million miles.
Yeah, brilliant.
Wow.
I'm actually scared. I cannot wait
to tune in to
this
show.
And Nace watches it. That's why I watched it.
Well, I'm going to have to watch it too because I might have to get one. If Meg can do it, we'll come on.
Yeah, we'll come on.
We'll sort you out. Oh, Jodie, well, listen, we'll all be tuning in. The next series, it airs this Monday, 2nd of October. We're all going to be tuning in. Thank you, Jodie. Loads of love to you.
Bye.
That's all right. Thank you.
So, would you not? Bye, darling. Bye. So, you wouldn't mind Denise having a tattoo, or has she already got one?
She's got two already.
OMG. She's already got a tattoo.
She's got two, yeah.
Did you know about them?
Oh, was there.
Oh my God. You see, yeah. I think I'd go crazy.
I'm not going to say in case.
Did it hurt?
No, they don't hurt. They don't hurt at all. Really do not hurt.
But of course, Anna is so well. She's doing the modelling. Yeah, and Tommy Hilfiger. You're a bit upset with Lennon, I bet. What were you feeling about those silly tweets?
You know what? They're their own worst enemies. I'm not getting involved. It's like, you know, it's like playground chitter chatter. Do you know what I mean? If you're going to start being stupid, on Twitter, then she's just going to have to learn the hard way. You know what I mean? You've got to learn to keep your mouth shut and stop getting on your phone. I'm over it. Do you know what
because
I mean?
Because unfortunately on Twitter, people forget, don't they?
Yeah, I think they forget. Because we would just do it in the playground or go up to someone and say da-da-da-da-da. But I think, you know, they have to remember now whatever they're saying. And then you can't take it off. Like, she said something, regretted it, was really sorry. I was like, oh, my God, Mum, what did I do? Da-da-da. And I'm just like, this will come and bite you in the bum, Anais. I'm sorry, there's nothing we can do. And then further, a few weeks later, boom, there you go.
Even if you delete it, people have already seen it.
Yeah, of course they do. They take, you know, screenshots of it and whatever. And I think the press are just rolling. Rolling, roll up. That's it.
Rolling. So get off Twitter.
Yeah.
Don't go on Twitter. Watch what you put. I do. I'm very careful.
Yeah, me
days.
Too.
But Meg, do you know what? I've loved you as my co-host tonight.
Thank
Please come back. We need to talk boobs. We need to talk menopause.
We have to come back because I've got to talk about menopause. Please read my column, everyone, in Red Magazine online.
Yes.
Every
month. Because you see, I want to have another baby and I'm in the wrong end of 40.
Oh, God, Lizzie, you do not want to have
a
baby.
I do.
You?
I want another baby, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I
don't
feel
you
really
have to find
broody.
The man first.
Oh, yeah. We'll do that later.
We're going out now.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening to FUBU Radio tonight. And I'll be here this time next week. We love you. We love Meg Matthews. Thank you so much. And to all our wonderful guests, have a great evening.